Amen. Well, this is a good natural segue to our ADS Sunday. So for those of you who maybe are newer to the world of Antioch, ADS stands for Antioch Discipleship School. If you are a part, you're probably going to do this already, Elaine, but if you're a part of Antioch Discipleship School this year, why don't you stand up? Make you feel awkward. Okay, wait, now stay. If you have done Antioch Discipleship School or some other name by which it was called in the past, why don't you go ahead and stand up? Okay. There we go. Okay, you can sit down now. I was standing too, just so you know. So Antioch Discipleship School, you'll hear more about it from Elaine here in a second. I just want to encourage you guys to ask the Lord, is this something for me to do, right? That some of you maybe were not standing, or even if you stood and you thought, hey, I could use another dose of that. Just ask the Lord, okay, should I give a year of my life to seeking you with another group of people who desperately want to know you more? Because that's really what this is about, right? Is getting time and space to the Lord to transform us. And so they're here today. You may have seen all the cakes. We'll be doing a cake auction after the service, which will be raising money for their mission trips. If you have never been around for a cake auction, I encourage you to stick around because it is a lot of fun. Throw some bids in there. You might want to pool some money. That's what most of us do. And bid on a cake, but it's going to support the mission trip. So I want to invite Elaine up here, Elaine Rousseau. Yeah, I'll allow Elaine to share more of her story. I think I first would have met you. You were in high school. Is that right?
I was the first. My brother and I were the first youth ever at Antioch, New England.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll take my precious bookmark here, too.
Okay.
This reminds me to pray for Antioch, Mongolia, by the way. This is why I have this bookmark. So Elaine has been the Antioch Discipleship School Director for how many years?
Four.
4 years. And so that's a long time to do anything, really. Let's be real. And so she'll share more of her story. I'm really grateful for Elaine. It is fun. It's amazing to think about the fact that you were the first youth in our church. And her parents, her mother was a godsend to us and our first baby. Remember, Lisa, we were in trouble. And we called her up and she bailed us out. And her father was an amazing man of God who was an encouragement to me as well. So I commend Elaine to you and encourage you to be open to whatever it is she has to share for us. You ready?
Thanks, Danny. Wait, I got one question before you go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is a cake auction?
Oh, it's like an 11.2.
11.2. Come on! It's so nice to be with you guys today. So it was this auction last year that I announced I was pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. And so I have another announcement. My husband and I are so happy to announce that we have a picture of the twins.
Yeah.
I got you there, right? Almost a little bit. It's like, does this hit too close to home? So this is Bella on the left and Emmy on the right. They're identical twin girls. And they are a handful and the most loving, joyful babes. They're so sweet. So I just thought, enjoy. Okay, you can take them down. Bye. So I just wanted to start by telling a story. So my family started coming to Antioch when I was in high school. And that was right around the time I started getting involved in drugs, alcohol, and some really inappropriate relationships. And for 10 years after that, until I was 27, I lived in active addiction to drugs, sex, and alcohol. And there were people at this church, not this church, but the Antioch church, who loved me, discipled me, and wanted freedom for me, but something just didn't click. And so I ended up going away to a recovery facility up in New Hampshire called His Mansion. It was a discipleship program for people in addiction. And while I was there, two things happened. I learned that the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. That was like a revelation for me. Wait, what? Like, I can choose not to use these coping mechanisms because I have a Spirit in me. I have the upper hand. It was like mind-blowing for me. And the other thing that I learned was I had a revelation that of Jesus, of the person of Jesus, that I could speak with him, I could be with him. And those two things really changed my life. When I came home, now this was 8 or 9 years ago, I would have to do my math, when I came home, I knew that Satan was going to be ready to steal freedom from me, and so I got right into the discipleship school. And in the discipleship school, during that year, I had two other breakthroughs. Well, God had two other breakthroughs for me. One was a revelation of the Spirit of God. How does the Spirit of God work in my life to help me remain free, to help me hear God? I had been in an Antioch church for so long, and I had heard things, but I hadn't heard them in my heart. I was not living that way. And then a deep love of the Word of God. And as I understood and I sat under teachings and got to know the Word of God, I had even more reason to believe what I was believing, like believe my faith. And so I share all that to say, in some ways, I had been in church my whole life, right? From a baby. I was a longtime Christian. And in other ways, I was a baby. Like I had just started following Jesus. And there's the gamut in this room, right? But whether you have been a Christian for 20 years or more or 2 days, there are seasons that God calls us to of learning, of humility, of submission, and to getting with a group of people to learn more about Him and learn more about who you are. And that's what the discipleship school is about. Through this recovery discipleship school, but then really in the Antioch Discipleship School, I learned to become a lifelong, loving, obedient follower of Jesus. Can you put that slide up? So in the D School, we train people to be, we train people in lifelong, loving obedience to Jesus. Can you say that with me? We train people in lifelong, loving obedience to Jesus. Now, this is not just for the D School. This is church, you guys. This is Christianity. Christianity is about learning to be a lifelong, loving, obedient disciple of Jesus. ADS is just, imagine like 5 years of seeking Christ like in a microwave down into 1 year, you know? It's just an accelerated season of growth. And we do that by getting in the Word of God daily, practicing spiritual disciplines, activations, being in community. In a little bit, we're going to invite some students up and hear testimonies of what happened for them. You're going to get to hear that straight from their mouths. And that's how we do it. So could I get the QR code slide up? I want everyone to take out your phones. We did this last year. We're going to do it again. It's just good, whether you're considering ADS or not, good to remember what are the details of the D School, of the Discipleship School. So go ahead and use that QR code. That's going to bring you to the About page. That's going to have a link to what this past year looked like, felt like, details, contact information. Just good to have up in your browser. Just, you know, think about it. So that's the what. I want to go into the how. How do we achieve training people in lifelong loving obedience to Jesus? Well, this is the 7 keys of spiritual formation. So when you think Antioch Discipleship School, I want you to think, oh, spiritual formation training. So what it means is we get a very clear vision of Jesus. Who is he? What did he do? What does that mean for us? Who is Jesus? As Christians, he is our all. And the next thing we do is we set an intention of the will. So based off of what Jesus said, I'm going to decide to follow him. This is the exercise of our will, to follow and obey him and be holy as he's holy. And we're doing all this from a solid biblical formation, foundation. We're getting in the Word. We're having teachings about the Bible so we can know how to understand what Jesus said and set our will to obey him. And all of this is happening as we're learning to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit and how does it work, right? You're about to go into a Bible study on spiritual gifts, right? Holy Spirit aids us in that. And all of this happens in godly community. The greatest commandment, which we're about to read together in a moment, says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, right? And love your neighbor as yourself. You need to be in community as iron sharpens iron in order for spiritual formation to be deeply meaningful. That's how God set it up. He didn't just say, go be alone. He said, go be with people. And then the spiritual disciplines, we practice these. And these are just things that Jesus did. Jesus prayed, he fasted, he got in solitude. We practice these a lot. And in addition to this spiritual formation, we are making disciples. This is the discipleship school. We hope that as everyone is being discipled well, they are fulfilling their requirement to go and make disciples, because that's what Jesus calls us to. I always like to remind us, too, that Antioch got started by a D school. It was a D school that started all of our churches across the world. A group of people got together and said, wow, we want to really go deep in the Word, deep in community, learn to radically obey Jesus so that we can go and make disciples. And they planted an Antioch church, right? And then someone down in Waco said, I think I have a heart for Boston, and I know that people are going to get set free. I'm one of them. If it were not for an Antioch church in Boston, God might have had a different way for me, but like that's where I got saved, right? They said, let's go to Boston, and I am the fruit of that. And then out of that church, more and more people said, hey, you know, we've done the D school, or not everyone had done the D school, I'm sure, with every plant, but hey, I wanna go make disciples in this part of the city or this part of the city. That's how you guys are here. Antioch Quincy is here. Danny directed the D school for multiple years. We're a church plant movement. Can I get that blue picture up with all the lines on it? It shows the churches that have been planted. So this is live. This is what happened. So Waco was where the original D school was, and then churches got planted all over the world. And if we believe that Jesus will return when everyone has had the chance to hear the gospel, it's our job to go and make disciples. And so that's what we do at Antioch. We go plant churches and make disciples. I'm sure there are more lines that should be on this map. But it's just good to see you guys. This is who we are. We go on missions trips. We go support bases. We make disciples. We plant churches. And in addition to going and planting churches, we make disciples where we are. Hey, so can I ask, what do you do for work? You're a tutor. Congratulations, you are the main discipler of the people that you tutor, potentially. Or maybe tutoring center or an individual tutor?
The center.
Great, you are the main discipler there. God has given you authority in that place. Congratulations, that should feel good. Remind me what you do for work.
Me, engineer.
That sounds complicated, but an engineer is what we're gonna go with. You have been given authority by God to love on your coworkers. The point is, you guys, making disciples happens to the people in the next cubicle or the people on the phone that we're on. We have authority to love on the people in our lives. It's our calling. So in ADS, we both receive training and give training. So here's what I want to do. Stand with me here. I want us to read the why of ADS. It's summed up in a great commandment in Matthew and a great commission in Matthew. So we're going to start with the commandment. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? We're reading this all together. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. We long to love and obey God, and this happens in community. The Great Commission says, Jesus saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Amen. Go ahead and take a seat. So our goal for people leaving ADS is that they would be able to engage in effective spiritual conversations with the people around them and to feel the conviction to go and make disciples, wherever that might be, whether it's going on an internship to India or feeling really called to the person next to you at work. Wherever we are disciplers. Cool. Can we get the picture of our class up there? Yay! Let's just get a round of applause for the people who said yes this year. So today you have half of our class, because we have 4 cake auctions, so we split them up in half. And it's just good to look at the faces of the people who said yes to this year, who signed up, applied, and heard God say, hey, I want a season of learning, training, and I want to do this. I want to be healed in the ways God wants to heal me, and I want to do it in community.